Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So today's episode, we're looking at the question, which is, how do I increase my income as a one-man band advisor? So let's talk about how you can increase your income as a one-man band mortgage advisor. So number of ways you can do this. There's a number of things you can focus on. So one of the first things you want to focus on when it comes to increasing your income, probably the easiest way to increase income is fees. Okay, that's obviously the fastest way. So fees is probably the easiest way to do it. First of all, if you charge nothing, then charge something. So just start to charge. If you actually don't charge anything at all on fees, fastest way to grow your income is to start charging fees. Now, and there's different ways that we can increase income. So this is just the first one, but fees is going to be that one. Realistically, most networks you work with won't take a percentage of your fee. And if you charge your fee on application, which is where you should be charging it as a minimum, even better. But if you're just going to charge one fee, application only, that's going to bring in cash flow. I know when I started out on my own as a broker, when I went completely on my own after leaving an IFA firm, for me, it was like the fees were what I lived on. You know, I got paid that income before I got paid my full mortgage completed or anything like that. You know, it took a long time, 6 months in some cases, for that mortgage to complete and get paid on. It was, you know, the mortgage fees, the broker fees, were the things that I literally lived on until that point. So fees are by far the first thing that you want to be able to do. The easiest way to increase your income is charge fees and or increase your fees. So if you haven't increased your fees for a number of years, like I said, I spoke to a client and they hadn't increased their fees in about 15 years and they were charging $299 then and they still charge $299 now. And my advice to them was, inflation has changed. Is $299 then the same as it is now? No, it's not. So why are you charging less for something? Because you are charging less. If 15 years later you're still charging $299, you're not, you're actually making less money. So absolutely, fees is probably the fastest way to do that. The next one you have is then to sell protection. Okay, so protection is the next way to do this. Now, first of all, just selling protection in general is going to get you more income. There's quite a few advisors. I hear this, it makes me very sad, but there are advisors who don't do protection. It's now becoming a thing with me where that is a must. We now have like my kind of client criteria for new clients has very much morphed and evolved over the years. And now it is a fee charging advisor who's writing between 100 and 200 grand a year in business and is either selling protection or is open to selling protection. I can't really work with people who don't want to sell protection and they think it's not their job, because the truth is that's where the biggest income increase and the biggest life-changing amount of money is. So the fees, they're nice, okay? They're great. But protection is where the big money is. And this is where, if you ever see any of my results and you see some of the results I post on my stories, you'll see people when they're like, I increased my income by 120 grand in a year. So they went from like one client went from 80,000 a year roughly to about 200,000. It's about 120 grand increase. And that was insurance. That's what did it, insurance. That's the secret sauce to it. We did really good insurance business. And because they did good insurance business, and they got really good at understanding where to pitch it and how to present it and when to bring it in and when to what to say to the client, all of those things increased the income drastically. The client, for example, 230% increase on income, which was hundreds of thousands of pounds. So insurance is by far, selling protection is the best way you can make more money. So much so that I had this discussion with a client where they were talking about, oh, they'd hit that limit. They were making about 140 a year. That, you know, they had an administrator, they were doing about 140, 150. They were okay at insurance, but they weren't doing loads. And they just kept saying, oh, the reality is I need to bring someone else on. They were like, I need to bring this another person, another advisor, because I'm too busy and I want to make more money. So I need to bring an advisor on. And my actual answer to them was, let's sit down, do the work, we'll work this specific number out. I was like, if you just get really good at selling protection, you double down on that, you actually maybe work with less clients, you spend more time working on the protection, you're a £500,000 business with the same amount of, quote, the same amount of work, in fact, less work, because it'd be less broken mortgages because you're doubling down on the insurance. So I was like, that's a £500,000 business with you and your administrator. But if you bring someone else on, they're going to take a 50-50 split or whatever it may be. You might walk away with an extra £30,000 profit a year for all the stress of managing them, all of this stuff, which is why the one-man band advisor is a really viable business option and one that many people don't. It's poo-pooed a lot, but actually it's really great. Like, it's a really great way of doing it. So protection can be a great one. We have a client at the moment who is currently getting, for protection, they're currently doing £500 a month, not premium. They're doing £500 a month of recurring. They're doing more than £500 a month premium. They've got to the point where they're selling about £500 a month on the reoccurring, like the drip. That's how much it's now starting to pay them. So they're adding five a month every single month. This equals £6,000 a year that they are adding in, okay? This £6,000, when you times it by four, you're going to get 24,000. What that means is, for 24,000, that means that if, you know, within 4 years, if they maintain this current course of doing 500 per month in drip business and they keep adding it in, they are getting 24. They'll net out at the end, or gross out at the end, it will hit a maximum of around 24,000 per month. That is an extra 288,000 pounds per year they are making without getting out of bed. That is how much extra they are making. And that person is doing really good mortgage business, but they're making an extra, nearly an extra £300,000. And all they have to do is continue to add £500 into the thing consistently. That's where it tops out. Obviously, it can go higher as well. It can do 500, 1,000, it doesn't matter. But if you look at that now, you could scale that down even further, lower. If you don't want to put 500, can you put 100 in a month? Can you put 100 in a month? You get to the point where by the end of the year, you're getting £1,200 a month over a four-year period, ends up being £4,800. That £4,800, if you actually think about that, it's an extra £60,000 a year for you not doing anything. Okay, so think about it that way, is that you've got this, you're building in this, there's another way of being able to make money. But some of these guys, like, there's some crazy numbers there with protection, so you shouldn't be sleeping on it. The next way you can make more money as a one-man band advisor is actually better clients. Now, I know this might sound, you might be going, okay, Ash, we all want better clients, but it's true. The reality is, being selective and picking better clients for who you work with is going to increase that income. If you're doing a mortgage, it's not rocket science. If you're doing a mortgage for 100,000, or you're doing a mortgage for 500,000, the mortgage for 500,000 is going to pay you a lot more for the same amount of work. It's exactly the same thing. Now, I know that's probably like a, oh yeah, no, insert that word Sherlock, but the reality is, you need to think about that. Are you actively creating content that targets your ideal client? Are you actively pursuing the ideal client? Are you actively promoting that you work with that type of people? And are you also taking on business potentially from people who are not your ideal client? It was just like, I get sometimes get mortgage leads because I was a broker and people do ask, and that client at the time, that client was one that I would refer, and I said, look, would you like to do this? Someone said, a good mortgage broker. I was like, yeah, this person's great. And I referred him to that person. And that person actually, and this is where I was a very proud moment, they came back to me and said, Ash, thanks for the business referral, but if I'm going to be honest with you, they don't fit what you've told me about them already. And what I know about them, they don't fit my ideal client. And I don't want to fill my roster of clients with people who are not my ideal client, because I'm building something and I'm building towards higher income clients. So could you just give it to somebody else? And I ended up doing that. And I wasn't annoyed. I was super, super impressed, actually. I was like, I love that. That's a great way of thinking. And it was a proud moment for me to go, yeah, you're getting it. You're understanding the concept. Better clients will make better. If you charge higher income clients, you can charge them more fees. They'll take bigger insurance policies and they'll have bigger mortgages. And guess what? Usually they'll know more people who have the same type of situation. You work with six-figure earners, they'll know more six-figure earners. It's just the way it is. And so that is why it's really important to think about, are you targeting better clients? If you're just taking any old crap that falls into your lap because you're like, I need to do it, then yeah, you are going to be spinning your wheels over and over again. Eventually wake up in 10 years' time and go, oh, I'm still dealing with the same client. If you don't know who your client is, you need to get to know who your client is. And I think that's the mistake. And there's a lot of stuff people talk about with this better, with the better client is, who is it? Who do you work for? Okay. Who do you You need to know this. You need to know who you work for. If you don't, and then you hear people who go, oh, I don't need to do that. I just do mortgages. Everyone's my client. Those are the same people, by the way, in 10 years' time when you're in the network meetings, as in regards to like you're going to your mortgage networks, they're all there. And they're the same people saying the same old crap. And you're like, God, you've not evolved. They're fixed. Whereas you're the person who's making 288 grand a year without even getting out of bed. You're charging £1,000 per mortgage for a fee that you get paid up front before the actual mortgage is completed. You are working with clients who are buying houses at £1 million. That's how this stuff works. Now, does it happen overnight? No. You don't just wake up and go, I'm going to get premiums of £400 a month and I'm going to get £1 million mortgages. But it does happen. And slowly over time, and I've seen it proven time and time again with clients of mine, that if you keep going, you will over time do it. I have it. My clientele, which I said before, fee charging, 100 to 200 grand a year, doing protection. That is not somebody I was working with at the beginning. Okay, it changes, but you have the idea in the beginning and you push after it. So if you are a one-man band advisor right now and you're toying about how do I make more money, those are the levers you can pull. You can sell, you can increase your fees, you can do more protection, you can do better clients. There are other things outside of that, but personally, those are the three main ones. The other things are just icing and sprinkles on top of the cake, but those three things are the things that are going to make a massive change. I have a client who was doing around 140, 150, and they're now doing 500 because they did these moves. And they've moved to 500 within about an 18-month period. It's just over 18 months. It took them to get to this point. They are doing $500,000 with them and an administrator. It is very possible, very possible. And you don't need a million people. You just need to be really selective, okay? So that's my two cents. Have a great day.